time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Thank you all for joining us. Health Naturally, and that's here in El Paso, our brick-and-mortar store. Prime Longevity, that's a supplement that I designed, and it truly is the number one longevity, anti-aging, multivitamin supplement on the market. You will not find anything for the cost. Look anywhere, any health food store, anything online that has the same ingredients. You know, you'll find a lot of that has the same type of ingredients, but it'll have, as an example, 5 or 10 milligrams of CQ10, not 120. It'll have 10 milligrams of resveratrol, not 120. So on the Prime, you have the high doses. I put in a little bit more than what any of the scientific studies showed. It is really one of the top. Check it out, primelongevity.com. And also on Prime, you can just scroll down a little bit and you'll see the book that I wrote, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. That was a book I wrote on stress with a good friend of mine, Richard Lewis. I really appreciate his work on that also. So that's available. Call up 915-833-0222. That's the store number, and you purchase a book and you want it mailed out to you. For those of you listening, the reason that we still use Nature Sunshine as the basis for our herbal products is because they've never failed an independent laboratory assay for quality, for potency, or for radiation or bacteria since 1972 when the company was started. It started with cayenne pepper. The family used to sit around and they'd put a big thing of cayenne pepper in bowls, and they would take individual capsules, pull them apart, and then fill them with cayenne pepper and fill up as many capsules as they can because it helped with his high blood pressure. Well, all of a sudden, a bunch of friends and family said, hey, I want to buy some of those if you do that for me. And that's how the company was started. And then it was started by a number of naturopaths. I remember Jack Richardson, one of the first people in that. Nature Sunshine was started by an entire group of naturopaths. They created, now there's probably 600 or 700 different formulas. It was our formulary. Instead of drugs, it was our use of herbs and vitamins. And of course, as a naturopath, we use them in different dosages than just, say, the average public. But a lot of naturopaths, we use them in higher doses, and that's why you really want to use a naturopath, someone that's a specialist in that. And we use them in higher doses to produce a physiological effect that we're looking for. And because almost all of the vitamins and minerals and most of the herbs, they don't have the side effects, so we're able to use that. Stick around. This is Eliezer Ben Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a question online asking if I could talk about liver problems. He's having a stomach bloated, and he's retaining water and wants to know how you get rid of the water in the stomach. And he's also has a friend with dizziness when he wakes up in the morning. So those are two separate issues. Let me cover that. Now, when you have liver issues, and if you're actually getting water that builds up in your stomach, that's called ascites. That usually means that the liver is much more damaged than normally we look at, because we don't want fluid building up. Now, if the fluid builds up too much, you do need to go to the physician. They'll use a syringe, and they'll actually draw that fluid out of your stomach. And so what you would be doing is work on your liver at the same time that they take that fluid out so that it cuts out, because that can be very painful. It's even difficult to sleep because you can't put pressure on your stomach because that fluid is there. So one of the things that you would do when you're eating food, first of all, of course, when I talk about food, and that means don't eat garbage food. Don't use margarine. Don't use garbage oils, especially for the liver. Things like canola oil. Even if the canola oil says organic and cold-pressed, canola oil is one of those oils that clog up the blood. They actually make your blood sticky. They make your platelets sticky. And they make sludge in your blood. So I don't care how much they advertise the ratios of fats in canola oil. It is not a good oil. It's an artificially created, genetically modified oil. It used to be called rapeseed. So that's number one, is when you cook, you're going to want to use oils like coconut oil or avocado oil. You want to use the cold-pressed oils, and those are for cooking. As far as butter, you want to use something like Kerrygold butter, which comes from Ireland. And, you know, Ireland is known as the Emerald Isles, which it's the greenest country in the world. And by law, in Ireland, the cows are only allowed to eat grass. So imagine the richness and the healthiness of the butter. So that's the kind of fats that you would want to use. And when you eat fats like avocado, green or black olives, or when you eat walnuts or almonds or pecans or sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, all of those seeds and nuts, when they're raw organic, very high in the proper kinds of essential fatty acids. But when you have a liver issue, it might be difficult to digest them. That's when I would add an enzyme that digests fats called lipase. And Nature Sunshine makes a combination called high lipase, which means it has all of the fatty acids, or it has all of the digestive enzymes, but it has more lipase because it's designed to help digest fat and break down fats. There's two, one called high lipase and the other one called food enzymes. The high lipase is a vegetarian formula, and the food enzymes does have some animal protein like pancreatin and ox bile, and those do come from animal products. But you need those to help emulsify fats, those chemicals that are necessary, those nutrients, to help break down fat, emulsify fats, and help. So the first thing that I would do is take high lipase and food enzymes every time I eat food with fats. Actually, every time you eat any food, because that's going to help with the other. It has protease and amylase and cellulase and hemicellulase, all of the different enzymes that digest fats, proteins, carbohydrates. Protease digests proteins. Lipase digests fats, amylase digests carbohydrates, lactase digests milk sugars. So you need those. And the older we get, the more we need them, the more our digestions become sensitive. So that's number one. The other thing that you're going to want to do, watch the foods that you eat. And that means that when you have a reaction to a food and you get gassy and bloated and stomach aches after eating certain foods, it's either going to be because you're sensitive to that food itself or you're sensitive to the combination of those foods. So as an example, just certain foods, the more sensitive your stomach is, the less you would combine those foods. As an example, a carbohydrate and a protein, which is so common. You know, that's, you know, a hamburger, a hot dog, a steak and potatoes, chicken and rice, any of those where you have animal protein and a starch, they don't necessarily digest together. So they can cause a stomach reaction or a digestive reaction. Now, the more sensitive you are, the more you're careful with those combinations. The less sensitive you are, the less you have to be careful of those combinations. So again, when you are sensitive, then be very careful. Have a meal that's either based around the protein or based around the carbohydrate. That makes a difference. I know it's difficult because when you eat a sandwich, I don't care if it's a turkey sandwich, you're talking bread and meat, and that can be a little difficult. That's number one. Take the digestive enzymes. And then the other thing that I would take is there's a couple of formulas. There's actually a number. There's a number of liver formulas, My Nature Sunshine. And the best one out there is milk thistle combination. It's with a concentrated milk thistle. Some people, they just want milk thistle by itself, and there's a time-released milk thistle. I use the milk thistle combination because that has a number of combinations of herbs to them. My mentor, John Christopher, used to say that the combinations, the herbs work synergistically. So that's what you're going to do. Now, the other thing for your digestion, and I've talked about it almost on every single show because it's so important and I can cover it over and over again, and it's how you drink water. A glass of water an hour before every meal. That starts to prepare the digestion, and that water will warm up because digestion takes place at 104 degrees in the stomach, and you don't want to drink ice-cold water with the meal. So that first glass of water is an hour before the meal. The second glass of water is with the meal, and that's at room temperature. And I usually have people put in a teaspoon or so of apple cider vinegar. That's the raw. We use Bragg's raw apple cider vinegar, or any raw apple cider vinegar, and it'll have the what's called the mother in it, and that's the raw aspects of the yeast that grows. Apple cider vinegar, that's a really helpful digestive aid. Sometimes we add, again, if you have diabetes, I'd add a little bit of cinnamon. If you have hypertension, I would add either a little ginger or cayenne pepper, and you take that with the meal. Cayenne pepper especially can help stimulate digestion. So all of those things will help your stomach. And then the last glass of water is 2 hours after each meal. Now, again, that glass of water with the meal is the glass of water you take all of your vitamins and herbs with that. Then the last glass of water 2 hours after each meal is what then moves all the food through the stomach into the duodenum and then into your intestines. That's what you do. Now, for the second part of that question, someone that's getting up dizzy, that's an inner ear issue. Anytime there's a dizziness issue, it's the connection often between the eyes and the ears, or the ears by themselves. There's a little organ, it looks like a snail shell, the cochlea, in your ear, and it has little tiny microscopic hairs called cilia, and those hairs, there's a fluid in there, and they move, and it causes you to hear sounds properly. But it also has to do with your balance. There's an almost like a little, if you've ever seen a level with a bubble in it, you know, an air bubble, and that you could tell if something is level in there. There's an apparatus in your ear very similar, and it's connected. Your ear and your eye is connected so that you can always tell what your alignment is to the horizon. One of the things that you can do when someone is dizzy is you want to build that muscle back up and build that apparatus back up. You almost can do that like when you look at gymnasts and they're spinning around, and whether they're on the rings or high bar, and you spin around and do things, and you're able to control the dizziness, you know, because your eye is used to seeing the horizon, and you can readjust immediately where your body is according to horizon. So one of the things you can do is you sit in a chair and you kind of put your arms on your knees and bend over a little bit and then shake your head. Now, in the beginning, you do that with your eyes closed and you won't get dizzy. But you begin to move your head around and let that bubble in your head move more and more, and it'll actually rebuild the strength of that. And then after a while, you do that with your eyes open, even looking straight ahead when you do that. Or again, when you're bent over and you're doing that, it builds that connection between your eye and the inner ear so that you don't get dizzy. Now, as a mechanical, external thing, Nature Sunshine makes a combination called ginkgo and hawthorn. And the herb ginkgo biloba has been shown to increase the blood supply to your ear, your eyes, and your brain. And it can affect the nervous tissue directly. So you want to increase, the only way to heal anything is with fresh blood. And you do that by bringing blood to the area. And the hawthorn is a tonic to your heart and makes your heart beat stronger and healthier. So you can take anywhere from 2 capsules twice a day to even 2 capsules 3 times a day or 3 capsules twice a day. And you're going to actually help your brain and your heart at the same time. Now, the other thing is the mineral zinc. For almost any kind of inner ear issue, zinc. Zinc is the mineral that most supports the glandular systems in the body. And we would, even though the inner ear is not a gland in the sense of your endocrine glands, it really does help with the production and the control of that fluid in your inner ear and those little hairs. So I would take, you can go anywhere from 35, 75, up to about 100 milligrams per day of zinc. And again, I would not use zinc oxide. You can use any other kind of zinc that's available, zinc citrate, gluconate. So one of the things, again, you do is you practice spinning your head around, and you do it slowly. But over a period of time, you'll find that you're actually rebuilding that, making it stronger. Then you're not going to have that dizziness. Now, if it continues, I'd go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist and find out and get some testing and find out what's going on in case you have an infection. And if there is an infection, you know, you always increase your vitamin C. You can take an herbal combination by Nature Sunshine called Echinacea plus Golden Seal. Echinacea is a combination that is like a natural antibiotic. There's a combination called Immune Stimulator that helps to stimulate the immune system. That does have a series of mushrooms in it. Some people have to be a little careful if they're allergic to mushrooms. But those are some of the things that you would do. And again, same thing, drink the water when you eat healthy. Don't drink soda pops. Don't eat a lot of fried food, junk foods. Don't use margarines. So, you know, use your common sense on a lot of that. Listen to this show where you'll get some good information on how to eat, how to drink water, how to digest your food. I hope that answered your questions. So anyway, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. This first article that actually I really want to talk about, because it's a very disturbing article that everybody needs to be aware of. It's a medical alert, and let me talk about that. because there is a new superbug. It's a fungus, and it's spores, and it's colonizing everywhere. It's now considered a dangerous pandemic, which means it's all over the world. What I want to mention is it's called Candida aureus. Now, a lot of people are familiar with Candida albicans, and we know that those general non-life-threatening forms of funguses are all out there, and people have known about those for years and years. Imagine that there would be a superbug that was right in the atmosphere where the winds can carry it to anywhere, that it's communities, farms, and what's been happening is because of all the agricultural chemicals that are in the farms, that it's coming everywhere because we're using so many fungicides now, fungicides, insecticides, and herbicides, but specifically the fungicides in the agriculture, that it's creating these new super bugs, these super funguses, because all of the good fungus, these good yeasts that are in the soil, they all kind of have a battle. There's good bacteria, there's good fungus, and they live in the soil, and it's what actually helps to produce the ability of plants to uptake vitamins or change the soils to a live form. What happens, live soils have a compound in it called fulvic acid, and that's a chemical that's in soils that allow the bacteria on the roots of plants to uptake a mineral and change it to a live, from an inorganic mineral to an organic live mineral. And because of all of the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, these funguses, the healthy ones, and the healthy bacteria are being killed, and we now have this new fungus. And imagine that the CDC knew about it, but it has refused to tell you because they're afraid of panic attacks. Local hospitals can be carriers. They're finding that nursing homes can be carriers, that daycare centers, schools, whether it's grammar school, high schools, junior high schools, colleges, and it's actually overrunning. It's a fatal fungi, and it's really concerning the world's epidemiological experts because they have no idea what to do, how to stop it. And they sure don't want to alarm people going to the hospitals or to the doctor's office. This is real, and it's happening right now. And this pandemic has been silently spreading over the last 4 years. So just before I explain what to do and how it segues into essential oils, we're going to go ahead and stop, take our break, because this is an important article to know about, because it really is a dangerous fungus, and there is only one way, and that's essential oils. So we'll be right back. Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. We're talking about a new strain of fungus called Candida aureus, and it's a superbug fungal strain that has emerged from the widespread use of chemical fungicides in agriculture and in cleaning products in people's homes. Everybody, and whether, again, not just in people's homes, but in all the different schools and daycare centers and nursing homes and long-term care centers, almost everywhere, 100% of everywhere that's been tested now has been tested positive. In this report that I have in front of me, it initially came out in the New York Times. Now it's been expanded quite a bit. It's invaded a lot of the American hospitals, and why it cannot be stopped using any known medical chemical defenses. It's already too late, in essence, for the planet. If someone gets infected because of these chemicals that are being used, and you can go to any home in the country and look under the sink in the kitchen, and you'll see just bottles and bottles of different kinds of chemicals. And most people never even question what's in there. But when you're using these, again, insecticides constantly, what we're doing is making super insects that are then resistant to all the different poisons like Roundup. We're using herbicides and fungicides, and it's these fungicides that are killing the good funguses, so it's now allowing this one fungus called Candida aureus, and the aureus stands for the ear, and the reason they call it that is because the first person they found that they were treating had the Candida fungus in their ears. So what's been happening, how did it happen? It happened because for years and years, you have all of these sprays and cleaners. And so the environment itself, the normal ratios of good guys to bad guys has been changed. And so now this new fungus, and because they have found nothing in their chemical arsenals, there's no antibiotics, none of these antifungals that will work anymore. But what we have found is one thing does work, that is essential oils. Because they're spores, and it means they come in the air, I'm recommending that everybody, of course, we recommend doTERRA essential oils, and we recommend getting any of the diffusers, the essential oil diffusers, and everybody might want to consider of having one in their bedrooms where they sleep, because when you put the diffuser on, it puts these microscopic little vapors of the essential oils directly into the air. Because of that, it's a way to actually clean your houses. So you put a diffuser in your bedroom. You may put a diffuser, say, in the kitchen or one in the living room where everybody, or exercise room or where everybody hangs out. When you own a business and you want to protect your employees, you might consider getting a diffuser and putting it in the areas where your employees hang out, whether it's in the office room or in the employee lounge. I don't care which ones you use, as long as it puts the essential oils into the air. And then the other thing is you can carry with you some really good essential oils, such as lavender or frankincense or melaleuca. But they have found that even these Candida aureus, which is can be life-threatening, has not built a resistance to the essential oils. So none of the super bugs, none of the super insects, none of the super funguses have built a resistance to the essential oils. So this now becomes almost imperative because of modern farming practices and modern chemicals that people use in their house to clean. It almost becomes imperative to have something that can actually protect you against some of these new super bugs and super funguses. So I'm recommending that. The reason to do it is because it'll protect your life. It'll protect your kids. It'll protect your loved ones. And I'm going to talk about this article, at least mention it now, for the next couple, 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row. I think it's that important. The chemical contamination of the farm soils and everywhere else. And again, when they've tested that in any of these venues, whether it's the hospitals or schools or daycare centers or nursing homes, whether it's the ceiling or the telephone or the doorknobs or the desktops or the floors, the carpets, everywhere that's been tested has been tested positive. Now, some people, like those of us that follow a really good wellness advocate program, are resistant. We ourselves become resistant to these superbugs and diseases. We don't get sick. When you eat a good diet, when you take your vitamins, especially Prime Longevity, and you take your essential oils, this is the time where you get a good bottle of lavender. You carry it with you all the time in your pocket, and every couple of hours you put a couple drops on your hands and you rub your hands together, and you keep this barrier of essential oils now on your hands, so whenever you touch something, again, you've protected yourself. You can get a little oil, put it between your thumb and finger, and then put that right under your nose and on your lip. And again, every time you inhale, you're inhaling those vapors, so those vapors will kill whatever spores are in the air. And also, they deal with viruses that if you happen to touch something and you get a cold virus or something and you touch your nose, again, those essential oils will kill those viruses and you won't get sick. So it's a way to protect yourself. And the more we hear about these funguses and bacterias that are becoming resistant to more and more, the more imperative it becomes that we find something to help protect ourselves and our families. And it seems like we've got a couple of venues. One, we want to eat healthy, actually three venues. Two, we want to take the herbs and vitamin supplements to keep our immune system strong. And then three, we want to have something that we can put on topically and utilize and internally, and we can use these to help really protect us against these new superbugs that are coming out. Are you there with a question?
This is Adam, Dr. Ben Joseph. I was quite interested in what you just mentioned, because the other problem that we're going to be facing is the 5G radiation.
I agree.
As far as the superbugs and all that, isn't that a shame that the Royal Wife system has been put under by the AMA?
Yeah, that's another technique, Rife frequency generators. I know that back in the 30s and 40s, Royal Rife, he developed a super microscope, and he found that using different light frequencies, he was able to go after almost every known virus and pathogenic bacteria and fungus. And even on the microscope, when he would expose them to the frequencies, he would see those bugs, they would actually explode in lice. So, yes, that's been kept underground, and really the only place you get information on that is from alternative health care. And again, a lot of the alternative health cares are being suppressed. If you don't go along with the standard science, it seems like they're offline. They're being taken offline, and it's really terrible. So you're right, Adam, 5G, because there are people that are very susceptible to the electromagnetic energy. It can be causing cancers. Go ahead.
Minister of Health of in Brussels has declared a no deal on 5G because she made a statement, we're not going to be using our citizens as guinea pigs.
That's true.
My question to you is regarding the C-reactive protein. I'm dealing with Dr. Palacios, who did a tremendous blood analysis on me
yes.
twice. The first time it was like 1.7, which is a very good range.
Yeah, we were below 3.
Since I had this infection or whatever, it shot up to 23.2.
Let me explain what C-reactive protein is. A marker in the blood that talks about inflammation. So if you have an infection of some kind or you have an inflammatory condition, oftentimes it's used to measure if you have inflammation around the heart or in the blood vessels. But it's a measurement of an inflammatory response, and we like it below 3. So going up high, that could have gone because of the respiratory infection.
Well, the interesting part I learned is that it is produced by our liver. So like you say, it is a response to an inflammation, which can potentially have derogatory effects on some other parts of our body.
Some of the best things you can do is when you have an infection. Again, the first thing I would say is you take something like a a high-grade vitamin multi, like Prime Longevity. And then what goes directly after infections, we're using essential oils. And we use the vapors under our nose, we use the vapors in the air, and we put some on our hands so that we don't become susceptible. And when you put it under your nose or you're breathing it from a diffuser, you're getting it directly into your lung. So whatever's in there, I don't care if it's the pneumonia or histoplasmosis or anything like that, you can really protect yourself from having it fatal in any way by using these essential oils.
We are using a diffuser. We predominantly use lemongrass and lavender in our bedroom. But the question I have, could I just spread a little bit of this lavender oil under my nose, because of all people,
absolutely,
I came down with allergic reaction in my left eye.
But definitely put it under your nose, and you can do that every 15 minutes, every half hour, every hour, a little drop between your thumb and finger, and then put it right below your nose so that you keep breathing in those vapors. Another way is to put some between your hands, rub them together, cup your hands and put them right over your nose and breathe those vapors in. Thank you very much. You brought some excellent points up. Again, a lot of that has even been mentioned in your book called Chemical Warfare on America, and it is available. You can pick that up, check it out. And I suggest this book. It's a very comprehensive 400-page reference library about chemicals and what's happening. The result of this book is his investigations on fluoride, on aspartame, on artificial sweeteners, insecticides, and health hazards, vaccinations, all kinds of things. And when you go to the book, he starts off with the human body and what's happening and how it works, which is extremely important, and then starts off effectively about what toxins do to the brain. And he talks about fluorine, and we're going to go into some of the studies. He goes into the endocrine system and what happens to all these chemicals. Also, artificial sweetener, Gulf War syndrome. So when you look at the table of contents, it's very, very comprehensive. Chemtrails, GMO, MSG, pesticides, vaccinations. George, give a little background of yourself and how did you get into this and how do you come to write this book?
Well, I would like to mention that I was a former employee of Federal Food and Drug Administration in the mid-60s, when that federal organization was a very strong watchdog for our consumer health. And I'm sorry, this is no longer true, because I believe in the 1970s, a lot of these districts were closed. There used to be 10 of them. Now everything is handled through Washington, where it is infiltrated by executives that come from the private sector who are only interested in their profit margin. And since I retired, I was quite interested in following health concerns. So during my investigations on so many different health concerns, I decided to write a book initially titled Silent Killers, but later changing it to Chemical Warfare on America. I picked 5 to 6 main topics of chemicals affecting our health. My first silent killer is the element fluoride that is added to about 65% of municipal water treatments in the United States. It has a very interesting history because it is connected to the development of the atomic bomb. Very interesting article. I will just mention some of the derogatory health effects on our health. Mainly, does not do anything to minimize the cavities in our teeth, but destroys our glandular system, mainly the thyroid hormones, to have a very negative effect on our metabolism. And I believe if somebody would do this study thoroughly, I think diabetes had a good start with it, or weight gain also.
Absolutely. I've also talked about fluoride and how it depletes iodine in the thyroid. And sometimes, you know, you have to question what is it that the FDA is doing, because is it promoting health, or is it promoting things that make customers for the drug companies and customers for hospitals? You know, it's a terrible thing to think of, but yet when you do some of these studies, you're so correct. And again, this is a very comprehensive book. So for those of you, especially kids, if you're in high school or in junior college or in college, this is the kind of book that you need to give you references and information where you can really write your reports on that. So next to fluorine, what did you find?
Well, the other thing I would like to mention about fluorine, it is, was used as a dumbing down agent by Nazi Germany in the mid-1930s and in their concentration camps. Okay.
So think of that. It was used to cause apathy in populations. And then the other thing that I know that it caused, it would cause periodic enragement in certain individuals. That's like where people go postal and shoot up something. And here we have all these shootings around the United States as an example. And you have to question, is it the chemicals? Is it all of these chemicals that people are being exposed to? On the one hand, they're very apathetic politically, but then on the other hand, they go apoplectic and shoot up all kinds of things. And then what happens, of course, the general population demands more and more gun control. Sometimes you have to question, what is it that's going on here? So very, very astute.
My second chemical I chose was the artificial sweetener aspartame under such commercial names as NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, Benevia, and so forth. And this is what some people described it as: an acute toxicity reaction occurs within 48 hours of product containing aspartame in some individuals. Chronic effect occurs anywhere from several days to a number of years. Example, Michael Fox, who was the spokesman for Diet Pepsi. Okay, another example would be Annette Funicello. Potential toxicity effects are almost nearly impossible to link to aspartame by the users. FDA listed initially adverse effects on multiple organs like eye, ear, neurologic, psychological, chest, gastrointestinal, endocrine, etc. But after they reached over 3,000 in a very short time, they discontinued that. I have all those statistics in the book. It was also a lie. It was approved by a Dr. Hayes, a Monsanto executive named as FDA director, who knowingly approved it against the findings of his own FDA health officials. So here again, fluoride was a lie. Aspartame is a lie. Okay, my third silent killer is chemtrails. These are white trails after jet airplanes that fly about 30 to 32,000 feet high. Now, the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail. Contrail means concentration trail. And concentration trail, that means water vapor, but it dissipates within a very short distance. Chemtrails do not. They expand and form quite a cloud cover. And I think a lot of people can see that here in El Paso.
Sometimes you're seeing El Paso on a clear day. There's all of these jets flying and the entire sky is crisscrossed with these chemtrails, and then they slowly dissipate, and they don't disappear. What ends up happening is they all blend together until it looks like this huge cloud cover. And then actually people have been finding that this stuff comes down and they get a residue on their cars, and you can actually, you know, take your hand and scrape it off. And they have done studies, correct, to determine what's in those chemtrails?
Yes, they have. I just will mention a few: that aluminum particles, barium, strontium, which is also strontium 90, the radioactive one, cadmium metal particles, plus manufacturing military waste in it, like bacilli, molds, streptococcus, among numerous other waste products. So it's really, really bad because it also contains bacteria, and there's also some fibers and so forth. So it is very, very nasty. And I think, I believe, there was also a mention that some of the respiratory diseases increase under heavy spraying. So in the book, I have a report that some outfit did with a pilot who was involved in flying these. And the explanation given to them was to prevent the earth from warming, which is, I would say, another lie, because I think, in my opinion, it is more or less used in weather modification.
Absolutely. It's a 400-page, very comprehensive book with all of the citations. So, again, what was the next thing that you started to look at?
Well, my next item was genetically modified food, which I believe, Dr. Ben-Joseph, you have mentioned it on numerous occasions on your show. But what I would like to add is that the experimental study done by Professor Seralini in France proved that after a lengthy time of consuming GMO food, the rats in the study had a negative effect and developed tumors. Some of the effects that increased with the increase with GMO food were chronic constipation, gastrointestinal infections, gastrointestinal reflux, and diabetes. 90% of our breakfast cereal is produced from GMO corn, rice, soybeans.
The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.